In the 19th century, the British Empire and Tsarist Russia vied for control of Central Asia in an imperialist rivalry known as the Great Game. At the Khyber Pass and in Afghanistan, the game was especially bloody. Rudyard Kipling, who was himself shot on a visit to the Khyber Pass, wrote this verse. It's one stanza of a poem that is advice to the young British soldier. When you're wounded and left on Afghanistan's plains, and the women come out to cut up your remains, just roll on your rifle and blow out your brains, and go to your God like a soldier. Well, reporter and documentary film producer Richard McKenzie has spent much time covering Afghanistan in recent years. And Richard McKenzie, first in history, why were the imperial powers of the day, 100, 150 years ago, so interested in such a remote place as Afghanistan?
Because Afghanistan has traditionally been the crossroads between Central Asia and South Asia. Marco Polo came through there, great explorers, Genghis Khan captured through there long before that. So it's just been traditionally a crossroads and a place that was fought over and destroyed all comers.
It destroyed all comers. That would square with the attitude of that verse from Kipling, the poet of empire, that this was an especially brutal and difficult place for a British soldier.
Absolutely. It was one of the worst places probably that a British soldier could have ever been assigned. And believe me, in some of my travels in the mountains of Afghanistan years later, I often reflected on that line, on that stanza from Kipling.
How did Afghani tribesmen, who presumably had missed out on most technological developments of the Industrial Revolution, how did they thwart the British army?
In pure masses, largely. The British occupied Kabul on one of three invasions, and when their representative was drawn and quartered in Kabul, literally, the British Army negotiated a withdrawal. And when they were coming out, 16,000 British troops and camp followers set out Kabul for a several-day march. One sole survivor made it through when the Afghans attacked them. That's how bad it was.
Now, when was that? When was the massacre of the British Army at the Indus?
This was in the late 19th century, and in short order, in terms of decades, it in part led to the pullback of the British Empire of the day, and many would say to the eventual pullback of the British Empire from the world.
Then in the 1980s, the Soviet Union fought a war in Afghanistan, became mired there. What were Soviet aims in Afghanistan?
The Soviet concern was that in the 1970s, a communist government had taken over Kabul and was ruling Afghanistan, but there was a growing internal resistance to that Afghan communist government, and it was about to tumble, and the Soviet Union could not see at that time, 1979, a communist regime collapse right on their southern border.
A lot of superlatives are heard when people describe how rugged, how devastated, how poor Afghanistan is. I wonder if you could try to give us a sense of what this place is that the United States now eyes as the country harboring Osama bin Laden.
I want you to think of a nation where a flat piece of bread, a piece of naan, may be the only thing that your family has to eat for days, if not a week or more, where there is no form of any sort of business left. It's getting to the point where it's on a par with the toughest situations in Africa.
Richard McKenzie, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Documentary filmmaker and writer Richard McKenzie is senior producer of a two-hour documentary, Behind the Terror, to be broadcast on the Discovery Networks on Wednesday night.